This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Earlier today, leaders of the state Senate held a news conference to discuss details of their $21.47 billion budget proposal. It's smaller than the state's House's budget plan released almost a month ago, and it would create a separate state agency to administer North Carolina's Medicaid program. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia is with us to tell us more about the Senate's proposal. Thanks very much for being here.
Hello, Phoebe.
So first of all, tell us where we are in the budget process. Do we know all of the specifics of the Senate plan or just broad strokes?
Right now, we really only have a general idea because, and let me step back even one step further. The governor presented his proposal earlier in the year. The House presented their proposal. They debated it, sent it over to the Senate. Now we've got the Senate, and they are starting. This is the very beginning of the public part of the process. They've been working on it behind closed doors for a few weeks. Today, they gave us this general idea. We're going to have some committees later on this afternoon, and by the end of the week is really when we'll have all the details. Right now, it's just a general idea of what we're looking at.
The Senate's desire to establish a separate state agency to administer Medicaid in North Carolina is a rather controversial proposal. How would that potentially work in practice, and what are people on both sides of the political aisle saying about that idea?
The House and the Senate started working on an overhaul of the Medicaid system last summer, and it was sort of left in limbo at the end of the session because they couldn't come to an agreement. And what the Senate wants to do, and officially we saw today, this afternoon, Senator Ralph Heiss presented this, is that they would create this new separate entity. It would be called the Health Benefits Authority, and it would oversee the 1.8 billion recipients of Medicaid that the state has. And the way that it would work is that we would have these organizations called managed care entities that are basically insurance companies that would oversee the cost, and they would be in charge of, they would get a certain amount of money per patient, and they would be responsible for that patient getting the need that the patient gets. The point being that each year we're seeing overruns of 1 or 2%. Medicaid is very costly, and what the state leadership is trying to get is some cost predictability.
Let's talk about another issue the Senate is bringing up. It's a plan that includes pay raises for teachers and state employees. What kind of raises are we talking about?
Well, for teachers, we're looking at an average of a 4% pay increase. It's sort of on a step system. The most concrete number that I should give you right now is that it would increase the starting salary for teachers to $35,000 a year. And this is up from the current starting salary of $33,000. Even though right now we're at the proposal stage, the Senate's presenting its proposal, and later they'll negotiate with the House on a compromise, this figure is likely to stay because in the governor's budget and in the House of Representatives' budget, they're looking at this $35,000 figure.
And what about for state employees?
For state employees, it's also a targeted approach. For example, in corrections, we would see some increases. Senator Harry Brown, who is from a Republican from Onslow County, he's sort of the main person in the budget process in the Senate. He says that they want to target some areas to level out some disparities before they can look at some across-the-board state employee increases.
Just finally, when will we find out more details about the Senate plan?
Well, this afternoon we'll have some of the subcommittees looking at specific sections of the budget, from healthcare, education, corrections, other areas, and so we'll have more details today. And then tomorrow we'll have a much better perspective on what the overall spending plan for the state is going to be over the next 2 years.
Well, thanks very much for speaking to us about it.
You're welcome, Phoebe.
That was Jorge Valencia, WUNC's Capitol reporter. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.